All right, we are broadcasting today from both Washington and New York. David's in New York, and that's so we can keep you on top of some major news.
Major news, indeed. Steve, Jimmy Buffett now has a show on Broadway. I say he has a show. It's all of his music. It is his show. He doesn't actually perform in this show. But I have to tell you, the big question I have, where are all the parrot heads going to park and tailgate? I mean, Times Square does not exactly have a whole lot of space. But anyway, there was a preview performance last night that I got to go to.
Well, how was it?
I mean, I've confessed to you that I'm a parrot head. Mm-hmm. So for a parrot head, it was amazing. I mean, it's all his music and a fun plot line. You know, we'll see what others think of it. But I'm going to get to ask Jimmy Buffett about the whole thing when I interview him in a few hours later
this
morning.
Well, while you were doing that, I was watching Olympic curling, David.
Good.
Although maybe I was the only one, because NBC, which carries the games, has seen a big dip in the audience tuning into primetime. On Sunday night, the network's audience was down 15% compared with the same Sunday during the 2014 games in Sochi.
Okay, but there is some good news for NBC because the streaming numbers are way up from 4 years ago. This is how Tim Olume put it. He's with the International Olympic Committee's Television and Marketing Services Division.
Now you're able, through the different media platforms, to attract and have younger generations really engage in their own way on that and hopefully instill them a love of sport.
As long as that love of sport does not make them flip the channel to the NBA All-Star Game the other night.
Or flip the channel to ABC's The Bachelor Winter Games.
Oh, can't forget about that.
No.